Support for KNKX Connect comes from the Falconer family of Western Washington, supporters of a free, independent, and energetic press, who urge listeners to get involved in their local community and to support KNKX.
Wildfires have occurred all over Washington State. The big ones tend to be in central and eastern Washington, but scientists are becoming more concerned about conditions in western Washington. As they look out the window here in Shelton, it's kind of a rainy day today, but in general, today's weather aside, we're getting drier conditions on what's usually thought of as the wet side of the Cascades. So we're in Mason County today because this place sits near two areas that are particularly at risk, the Olympic Peninsula and the Kitsap Peninsula. Both have large forests and fire speak. That means lots of fuel. And they're places where people are building houses right up to the trees. Now, firefighters train for this. Brandon Harvey is a full-time firefighter with North Cascades National Park. And he says fire brings a blend of fear and respect.
Some people are attracted to, you know, adrenaline and exciting things. So they go moth to the flame. So we're essentially best designed to fight fires because we're excited and we want to be near it, but we understand it and respect it.
We're going to talk about that understanding and that respect now with Tim McKern. He's the fire chief of Central Mason Fire and EMS, and he joins me live here in Shelton. Chief McKern, thanks for being with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You just had an experience with wildfire. Tell us what happened.
Well, we had a fire not too far from the library here, just up the street there, where about a week ago, where a fire had it headed up the hill, and actually we ended up using our Ready, Set, Go program, where we actually got as far as the set program. Weather had its own little mind of it, and it actually burned up the hill and then turned around and burned back down over the hill again for us. So there for a short period of 30 minutes or so, why it definitely had a mind of its own, but we were able to contain it and stop it from getting into the urban area, if you will. Here in Shelton, as you know, we've talked about it, is that there's kind of a false sense of security with sidewalks and streets and all that, and we're just as apprehensive as anybody else is for fire.
You know, we hear the terms brush fires, wildfires. What's the distinction? When does something graduate to being a wildfire?
You know, in our particular community, a brush fire may be something that's 4x4 or 5x5 or something along those lines.
Feet?
We've got something that's like an acre.
Okay.
And so when we talk about an acre or greater, we're talking about a wildland. Now, that being said, it depends on the height of the danger. And let me give you an example of that. Right now in Alaska, they just raised things to a level 5. So everything up there, whether it's small or big, is going to be a wildland event.
Big fires in Alaska right
now. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's huge fires in Alaska right now with a couple of some incident management teams up there. In our particular community, here in another probably 15 days or so, every fire, we've got them classified as Class 1, 2, and 3 type brush fires. Every fire will move automatically to a Type 3 brush fire. And so we'll up the ante, if you want to call it that. What that's going to do is it's going to get more resources quicker and quicker and quicker to the scene as fast as we can do that. We have to thank DNR. We used Mason County is most of the areas are all protected not only by the fire service but Department of Natural Resources as well. And those folks have done a great job of getting us the assets that are needed to try to keep, and as Hillary Franz would say, try to keep it under 10 acres, which is what we did last year, was keeping most of our fires under 10 acres.
Yeah.
Did we do that in Mason County? We had several last year that the Maple Fire and a few King's Landing, a few others that got just a little bit bigger than that. But again, what helped us was the assets of air.
We heard from DNR this morning on Morning Edition, the state forester. That's online at knkx.org if you want to hear that conversation. Your district, Central Mason Fire and EMS, covers, you know, rural parts of the county, but also the city of Shelton. Is
absolutely.
That, are those different things for you, or is it all kind of the same work?
It's all kind of the same. Yeah. We cover 157 square miles. We actually have staff at four of the stations that are 24/7, and then volunteers that cover about five of the other stations. But we really, our goal here is that we utilize any wildfire. One we had recently up in the valley, it takes all the districts. It basically, you hear the story, it takes a village. Mm. We're not going to a brush fire alone. It's going to take everybody, all 14 districts are going to come and going to help with that.
Earlier we heard from County Commissioner Kevin Schutte, and he talked about going to Eastern Washington, learning about wildfires, thinking it's an over there problem, coming back and realizing it's not. Have you had a similar epiphany?
Or? I totally can agree with you, Lord. Especially after last year when we had so many fires here alone. In my particular role as an incident management team, there were times when I had to tell my incident commander, hey, I've got to stay home because it's going to happen here. I've looked at the weather forecast. I've looked at the predictions that the meteorologists have put out, and I'm here to tell you the bullseye's on Western Washington this time. And so it's just a matter of time before it gets dry. The rain's a great start. Don't get me wrong. I think the rain over the next couple of days is going to be great. But it's just a teaser to have more green grass. And then that green grass is going to burn quicker in August.
You mentioned being part of an incident management team. This is kind of the operation by which firefighters from different jurisdictions can be sent places to help out in large scale emergencies. And you've just done some of that in the last season or two.
Correct. Yeah, I'm on. It's really amazing because the incident management teams have started early. We're talking. We had in like April-ish, which is way, way early. We've had state mobilizations that occurred in April down south in southern Washington. So, yeah, it's one of those things. Really, the incident management teams are there to help and for resources. When a community like ours gets strapped, whether it's in eastern Washington, western Washington, Oregon, Alaska, down in Colorado, when they get strapped, they need other folks to come in and relieve them and help them continue with the process.
We heard from the mayor of Twisp talking about the experiences there in the Methow Valley. Here in Mason County, there's a denser population. Does that change the calculus when you're dealing with wildfires?
Some. What we're moving toward is we recently put together what's called a wildland overhead team. And so what we're doing with that is we're trying to help some of those outlying areas, similar in size to Twist, because there are some outlying areas, as you mentioned, the Olympic Peninsula. So we've got Hamahama and Hoodsport and Lake Cushman, and we're going to go up there and give them a hand to try to take a look at things. The big news with wildfire is, you know, a fire itself, we can take care of it within one operating period of 12 hours. A wildland fire is going to go on for multiple days and multiple operating periods. And that's the whole purpose of what a team's going to do, is help you build those teams for more and more than one day.
I want to acknowledge that, you know, we've talked a lot about responses and policies. This is pretty dangerous work, and I'm wondering, as wildfire season rolls around especially, although maybe it's irrespective of season, what goes through your mind, what goes through the mind of your colleagues when you look at getting ready to deal with these large-scale outdoor wildland fires?
Training.
Yeah.
Training. And did I say training? I'll say it again, training.
Yeah.
And we'll start earlier. We have started earlier. We've started in January and February. Again, I'll quote what Hillary Fran said. There's not a wildland season anymore. Pretty much year-round. Last year, if you can remember, we were still doing wildland stuff in October and even the first part of November. At one point, our incident management team was down at the Hoodoo Ski Resort in Oregon, and when we started the event, it was 90-some degrees. When we left the event, we had 3 inches of snow on the ground.
Wow.
And so you can have the best of both worlds in a short period of time.
Wow. Chief Tim McKern, thank you very much.
Thank you.